Earn, Spend, Live presents Eavesdropping. Real women, real talk.
Hey guys, it's Maliana Lise. This week we're discussing work-life balance, communication do's and don'ts with Kate Benedetto, co-creator of Cock and Crow, and Chris, other creator of Cock and Crow. So y'all go ahead and tell us a little bit about your project and your site and what you do.
Well, we used to maintain separate websites where we both had blogs and podcasts, and sort of as things progressed, there was a lot of overlap, and we combined forces and sort of branded ourselves, thought of like a catchy, funny name. So he's the cock because we keep chickens, and he's like the chicken master.
That's a less obvious reason than I was
right.
going for.
Well, it's funny, and I guess also secondarily, he's regrowing his foreskin, and so he's sort of like just the guy that everybody asks questions to about that. So it was sort of like that's an appropriate, you know. And then I'm the crow because why not? I'm the vocal one, the chatty one, the kind of feisty one. So at Cock and Crow, we have a blog and a podcast that we maintain together. We have a couple of ebooks that we sell, and then we have an e-course that we wrote together and released earlier this summer. So that's
speaking of, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the ebook?
Yeah, your ebooks, your e-courses, you've got like a
yeah,
range.
It's funny. It's like, what is even the subject matter? You know, our blog and our podcast is, I guess you'd call it a lifestyle blog, because we just share simple living tips. We share, you know, sexuality tips and relationship scenarios, and we share how to travel, how to eat healthy, how to kind of live.
How to live freely.
How to live freely, yeah.
Yes.
And the e-course was just sort of an extension of that. We just kind of like you guys, before we started recording, asked us about our trip, and people ask us about the things we do all the time, and they're like, oh, I want to do that. Do you have any tips? I want a relationship like yours. Do you have any tips? I want to travel like you do. Do you have any tips? And we're like, yo, if it was about like a handful of tips, like everybody would be living like this, you know, and it's beyond just like, here's 10 ways to travel more. It's a lifestyle change, because we were both very mainstream. You know, we had corporate desk jobs and ate shitty and were unhealthy and just were kind of doing like the American dream thing. So we both sort of come from that and come way to the other side. And the stuff we had to do to get here wasn't, you know, a simple handful of tips. But what we did have to do became the course, because it's really easy. It didn't, you know, wasn't like anything we invested a ton of money into or anything real crazy we even did to just sort of free ourselves from the system.
And creating the course was really easy, because we basically just wrote about our lives and the growth we've gone through and the changes that we've made over the last 5 or 6 years. And it just kind of came flooding out of us, you know, really easily as soon as we got started on it. So.
Yeah.
But it's very inspirational, even going back and starting and doing like the proofread as we were finalizing everything, reading the whole thing from top to bottom. I was super just empowered and motivated by my own writing and my own changes that I had made, and reading it all in one chunk, you know, really was empowering and exciting. So we're really excited to share it with other people and just spread the word and help people grow and change and improve.
Inspiring is definitely the word that comes to mind when I think of just kind of your page explaining the course. I was looking and was like, wow, this is just kind of, who doesn't want to live like that?
Exactly.
So, Katie, when we were emailing, you'd mentioned that you guys were both divorced, which made you really interested in some of the things you'd learned about communication.
Yeah.
Because you attributed your divorces to poor communication. So, in general, kind of, how do you think you've learned and what do you do differently?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I guess probably both of our divorces were kind of a similar, you know, we didn't have the cliche, like, huge thing that happened that we got divorced over. You know, it was sort of just like a slow deterioration. And it was a total just communication breakdown, because we were doing that thing where we were doing what we thought people wanted us to do. We were doing what we thought the other wanted. We were saying or not saying things based on how we thought the other person would react, you know, things like that. But also just not having the self-awareness or the emotional maturity to even be able to articulate our frustrations. So we would just get frustrated and we would give each other the silent treatment and we would slam doors and we would fight and we would not speak and, you know, because we didn't know any better. We didn't know how to express ourselves. We didn't even have the words to say how we were feeling. So it's like, that's, you know, half of it. And then the other half is having the balls to say what you're actually feeling, because it's vulnerable to share like that, you know? When you don't know how the other person is going to react, you don't know how you're going to be received. So it's sort of like a two-part process, I guess.
It sounds scary, but I think it's actually so much easier, like, because everything just sort of happens in real time. Like, every time either of us are frustrated or something happens or it comes up, it's immediately diffused because we immediately express how we feel and the other person processes it and we process it together and we just move on instantly. Nothing ever builds up. Nothing ever boils over. It's all just sort of in the flow of things.
Yeah. But when I was married and he was married, you know, to separate people, obviously, it wasn't like that at all. You know, it was very much like a couple of adults having tantrums all the time. But it's funny how, like, socially acceptable that is, you know, where you're just, you're not speaking or you're yelling or you're fighting and, well, you know, you're married and it's just, you know, you've been together and it's like, what?
Yeah, that's totally normalized. You watch a sitcom and they all hate each other and you're like, but why though?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, that was ultimately, you know, it's like you do that for long enough and it just erodes and there's just nothing left. And so that's ultimately, you know, why we got divorced. And I spent like a year solo after that, you know, just traveling and finding myself and all that kind of cliche stuff you do.
Did you find yourself?
I did, you know, like I really did. So it's like, you know, like I went to Europe for 3 months by myself. And I mean, I did just like the eat, pray, love thing. And, but it was real and it worked. And I came back like a whole person for the first time. You know, I didn't need anybody else. I didn't, I was totally happy and fulfilled by myself. And so I was able to open my heart from that place of fullness versus a place of lack and like neediness. And so I came together with Chris in that space. And so we were together because when we got together, we made more. You know, it wasn't like 1 + 1 = 2. It was like 1 + 1 = infinity. And we were together because we wanted to be, you know, not because we were lonely, not because we were whatever. And all the reasons, you know, people are in bad relationships.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I feel like you could echo a similar kind of story? Or
I mean, it's more or less exactly the same thing. It was just typical poor communication. And I think we were pretty happy to split up, you know, by the time we did. And then I just kind of spent my summer working on myself. I kind of dated a few people here and there, I think as Katie did. And then I was just... I had a whole new sort of perspective on, I think, what I wanted from a relationship after that. And I think I felt really comfortable in particular with Katie because we had known each other already for a long time and we had been really good friends for a long time. And so we already had this really great sort of trust relationship built up and it was just very smooth and very easy for us to transition into just a romantic relationship. And
well, I think we gravitated towards each other too because we were both in similar raw places where I was like, this is me. I've got no masks. I have no walls up, no baggage. Like, I'm open. Here I am. Like, take it or leave it, you know?
And neither of us were like in a hurry to like settle down necessarily or dive into some sort of committed thing with somebody because we both just had broken out of that and sort of rediscovered ourselves, and the last thing we wanted to do was kind of bog anything down. So we just were very like free and open about the whole way we went about growing our relationship, I think. And it's funny because very few people can actually enter into a relationship that way. I mean, they half the time they end up meeting, you know, on Tinder or whatever, and then it becomes what it is, whatever it is. But the way we did it, you know, I would recommend it if you can do it that way, because it's really great in so many ways.
If you can happen in the exact same situation, you recommend it.
Yes.
I think if you can just kind of, because we are polyamorous, and so we do meet new people and we do go on dates, and we put that all into practice now, where we go on a first date with somebody and we just show up as authentic as we possibly can. You know, we're not like telling our best stories and putting our best foot forward. Like, we're just showing up as real people and meeting other people where they're at. And that's something I had never done before.
It's really fun that way, actually.
Yeah.
Just to be who you are and not care. You know?
Yeah.
So how do y'all incorporate everything you've learned with communication into the business? Because Malia and I, we've learned the hard way that we have to communicate constantly.
Yeah.
For Ernst and Liv to be successful. So how do y'all make it work?
And we've only recently gotten to where we're straight up like, I'm mad at you right now. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It took us like a year to get to that place in our work relationship. So I can only imagine romantic.
Well, I think we apply it. I mean, we apply it in the same way when we work together, but we apply all the same principles to people that we work with, people that we collaborate with. The same thing, just showing up exactly where you are, just saying how you feel, saying what's on your mind, saying when something bothers you immediately, and not taking emotional responsibility for the other person or assuming how they're going to react, assuming what they want to hear, assuming what they want to need, you know, because we all do that, you know. We're like, oh, I can't say that to my mom; she'll freak out. Oh, I can't tell my friend that; she'll have a shit fit. And it's like, okay, maybe. First of all, maybe she won't. Like, you're just assuming that. But even if she does, that's hers to work through. Like, that's her story and that's her deal, and you don't need to like accommodate that so much. But it's hard to do. Because, you know, we all want to avoid conflict. We just do. And so it's a practice to, like, say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Or, hey, what did you mean by that? Or, hey, I feel this way. Or, you know, just very plainly and simply just stating how you feel. Like, it sounds so simple, but I'm sure you guys can relate to how difficult it actually is.
One thing I keep thinking of while you talk is one of our main writer on the team and I both are very similar in this way, like, when something comes up initially, sometimes our tempers will kind of flare. Mm-hmm. And if I immediately address something, sometimes I find that I will kind of overreact. How do you balance that? And like, if I wait 20 minutes, I'm a much more like reasonable human and I'll kind of not get over it, but be able to address it differently. How do you kind of balance that with your, you know, with trying to address things as they come up?
Well, it's kind of just like you're saying, like, if you know that's what you need, if you know you need 20 minutes, just saying that, just saying like, hey, this is kind of awkward. There's some stuff we need to talk about, but I need just like a timeout. Like, I need 15 minutes. I need to have a cup of tea, whatever, you know, just saying what you need. There's nothing wrong with coming back to it in 20 minutes or whatever, as long as it's communicated.
I think too, sometimes, you know, it's often where we'll be working and we'll just, one or both of us will be totally burnt out and tired from, you know, writing all day or something, and we'll get cranky and we'll kind of sometimes snap, you know, but we know both deep down that we're not snapping at each other or it's not personal about the other person. It's just the situation. And so we can easily go, oh, it's just because of the situation. It's not because like he hates me or whatever. And so it never carries nearly the amount of weight that it would otherwise because of that.
Yeah. And we'll just say like, I can't write anymore. I'm burnt out. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm tapped. I'm empty. Like, I need to refill. You know, I need a minute. I think as we're talking, it's like, you know, saying how you feel goes hand in hand with just saying what you need.
Yeah.
But half the battle is knowing what you need, knowing you need the 20 minutes, you know, having that awareness and then being able to express it to another human.
I think that's so true because Malia will message me and be like, you're still my favorite, but I just, I'm annoyed right now.
Yeah.
I'm mad at everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not you, it just sounds like it.
Well, it's funny, like, I, this, the other day we were, we had this funny thing happen in the car where we were driving and he was annoying the crap out of me. Like, everything he said was, like, the worst thing. His breathing was, I mean, it was just, like, so cliche and ridiculous. And in my mind, I was like, I'm about to start my period. Like, I know I'm just like a little hormonal and sensitive. And, you know, I was saying all this stuff in my head and I was like, oh shit, I need to say this out loud to him. So like he can have some context. And so I literally just said that. I was like, you know what? I'm about to start my period. I'm a little testy right now. It's kind of frustrating because it's hormonal and there's like nothing I can do. And I just need you to be extra supportive and extra loving and just kind of extra chipper right now. That would like really help. And he was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, and he immediately softened and he had like some direction and, you know, it was just like, whoa, it was that simple, you know? So it's still, I mean, that just happened a couple weeks ago. So it's like, it still happens to us where it's a practice to literally simply just say how we feel. And it immediately diffuses whatever is going on.
And ask for what you need.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so important.
Because the other person doesn't know.
They can't. Yeah. They can't read your mind as much as like, because, you know, as a girl too, you're sitting there like, why doesn't he know? Why is he saying that? And it's like, well, in a perfect world, he would read my mind and know what I wanted to hear and say it. But that's not happening. So let's facilitate, you know, something more positive.
Yeah.
Communication.
Yeah.
Elise's favorite.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So for Earn, Spend, Love, Elise and I had the hard way to learn to split some responsibilities. So, you know, kind of just that we can't both do everything all the time because we kind of step on each other's toes that way.
Yeah.
And just duplicate a lot of work. But we were wondering kind of how you guys manage the workload for Cock and Crow. Do you have separate responsibilities or do your jobs overlap or do you collaborate? Like, how does that work out for you guys? And with your communication, how do you make that work?
It's funny. It ends up falling back a lot on like masculine and feminine energy. Like, is that, are you guys into that concept or is that like foreign and weird?
I am. I don't know that Malia is as much.
Okay. Well, just... Yeah,
I go back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I guess
fine.
Just like the basic concept of like we all have masculine and feminine energy animating inside of us at all times. You know, like the masculine is directional. Let's make a plan. Let's get from point A to point B. It's very productive and forward thinking. And then the feminine energy is really creative, really inspiring, really flowy, really emotional and wonderful. And so it really just depends on where we're each at, you know, personally in that moment. But a lot of times we do fall into just classic, like, I'm a female, so I tend to animate feminine energy more often. So I'm the one designing the cover photos and picking the colors and, you know, doing sort of like the beautiful sort of finishing touches on things. And he is a man. So he animates more masculine energy. So he's, you know, setting up the URLs and managing the redirects and emailing people back and setting dates. And
oh my God, Malia is the masculine energy. I'm dying over here. Malia's the masculine.
She's dying. She's the man in this relationship.
She answers all the emails. She does all of the, like, background work. And I'm just like, oh, this color's pretty.
But see, it's like, that's so perfect. And you need both.
Yeah,
so it's not like one is better than the other. You absolutely need both to manifest anything. So it's just like respecting, you know, both of those things. And, so it's more or less because we like are into that and we have that sort of language and that awareness of each other's energy. It's very much unspoken. 'Cause he is just better at research. I am just better at design. So it's like, we each just kind of stick with our strong points.
And then I think in terms of like the blogs themselves, the entries, you know, it's just, whenever either of us is inspired about something or inspired to write, then we'll just write whatever. And it just sort of happens as it happens. We don't really try to do it on a schedule or anything like that. So,
Sounds so much like us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's true. We have the benefit of having a writer to fill in when we don't want to write. But other than that, we do. We're like, I want to write this today. Heads up.
Yeah.
Heading out really soon.
Yeah.
Do you edit each other's work as well? Just curious.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah,
definitely.
Totally.
We always kind of pass it through the other one just to get a second set of eyes on it, just to make sure we didn't leave any typos. And it's funny, I think I'm not as good of a writer in some ways. Like, I'll just use a lot of, like, ands and buts and stuff in my writing. And so I'll write it out a lot of times, and then I'll give it to her, and she'll kind of cleverly go through and smooth some of that out. So it works out well for both of us.
Awesome. So what about, like, work-life balance? Do y'all have any rules about separating, like, work from personal?
It's funny. Most of our work is just sort of based on how we live, you know? Like, we're blogging about travel, we're blogging about sexuality, we're blogging about food. So there isn't... I feel like we don't maybe struggle as much as most people, because there's not a lot of separation. But that's like a good thing, you know? We're just writing about all the healthy, fun, awesome, wonderful things we're doing. So it's just sort of natural, I guess, to want to format it in a way we can share it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think, too, I don't know, maybe we're just naturally playful people in a sense that we're like, yeah, I want to go to the park and throw a frisbee right now. Like, I really don't need to think twice about closing my laptop for an hour, you know? Maybe just being sort of in touch and aware and in that place is super helpful.
But you won't find yourself, like, blogging for 6 hours straight and you're like, I wish I could go play frisbee. You'll just, like, be true to yourself and go play frisbee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because we're super in the place of, like, life is short. It's just a blog. I mean, come on. You know, go and live today right now. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. Like, I'll edit the blog later, you know? So just kind of keeping that perspective. But that's practiced, too, you know?
That's definitely practiced. That's not something we're good at.
No, not at all.
So we could take a page from y'all's book.
Aww.
Is the blog your primary source of income? Just, you know, being nosy.
It's funny, we make money from the books.
Oh, yes, because you sell the books and the course and all that.
And then we also host a bunch of Airbnb guests. Like, we have a super active Airbnb listing. So that's, like, totally supported us in being able to create all this stuff, because we don't have jobs we have to go to. We don't have looming, you know, overhead. We set ourselves up really well to not have a lot of obligations and...
But ultimately, the course is going to be our primary source of income. That's what we're working towards right now.
Yeah.
I want to make it surpass Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh God. Totally.
Far and away. Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually what we've been working towards for a little while now. We got the course completed, and we're just heavy getting it out there
in
the marketing side of things. Trying to get as much exposure as we can, really, with it.
One of the things I saw, I don't remember which page, when I was going through your site, is that you guys have friends all over the world. Oh, it was in your before and after. You were like, before we were, you know, in the rat race and doing this, and now we have friends all over the world. Which made me think of a question that's particularly Ernst & Live, because in the office, we're always talking about how on earth do you make friends as an adult? Like, what are your tips and tricks?
You host travelers.
Yeah.
Like, open up your home and your mind to hosting people. Because usually when we tell the average person, they're like, oh my God, no way. I would never have a stranger in my house. I have kids. I have this. I have that. And it's like, okay, well, have a good time with your closed off nuclear family life. Like, I don't know, you know. Kind of getting over that and believing in the good in people and just sort of having a more positive outlook on humans.
Yeah. And just being a little more trusting, I guess.
Yeah.
But hosting people, both through Airbnb and Couchsurfing, really has been one of, by far, the most rewarding things either of us has ever done. We've met some of the best people and from everywhere, and people that have become lifelong friends that we would have never met otherwise. And I couldn't recommend it highly enough. It's one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I live in a small town outside of a smaller state capital. so we get a little bit less of the travelers and the couch surfers, but it's something to keep in mind for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess...
Yeah, we're in Arkansas. Nobody wants to come here.
I guess...
You come here, stop.
aside from that, it's even like just using those platforms when you're a traveler, like when you take a trip somewhere, you know, seeking out an Airbnb host or a Couchsurfing host to connect with a person instead of, you know, staying in a hotel or whatever. 'Cause we use it,
traveling
all the time. Yeah. You know, we travel for 2.5 months and we stayed with, I think, 17 different Airbnb hosts.
Yeah.
And they were all fantastic, and
it's so much more of an just enriching experience than, you know, like a sterile hotel where you just kind of check in and then you go into your little room and you don't talk to anybody and you don't ever see anybody and you don't meet any locals. And but with Airbnb or Couchsurfing, you can just have really great experiences with people and meet wonderful new people that, you know, you can go and stay with again, and it's really a wonderful thing.
That's so cool. That wraps up our questions, but I want to know when your e-course is coming out, because I kind of want to live the free traveler life.
Yes, please do. It's out. We released it right before the trip, so
excellent.
It is open
it's ready
and
to go.
Available.
You can actually get to it either right. We talk about it right on the homepage of our website, or you can go to the actual course site itself, realityrehab.co, and that will show you everything about it.
Maybe that's what it was. I hadn't released when we first, like, initially scheduled this podcast.
Yeah, earlier we were kind of, like, cursing that we had scheduled it so far in advance because I had done all this research on the front end, and then I was like, okay, questions, and now your podcast is, or now your course is out by the time we're recording.
Yeah.
That's super exciting. Cool. I hope our listeners will check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's great. It's life-changing. It's very inspiring. I can't wait for people to see it.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. I'm very inspired to go live, like, my most honest and open life now. So we just wrapped up our first podcast interview, and it went super well, and we're very excited.
Very excited.
That's, like, basically our boss moment, but we're going to torment you guys with our boss moments anyway.
Yeah, I was, like, thinking about my boss moment, and I was like, this interview, like, it's our first.
Right, we're done. Like, yeah. One and done.
Done for the week. It's Tuesday. We're done.
But first, adulting. How old did you adult this week?
I was an adulting badass this week. So I had my parents over for dinner Sunday night, which is, like, you never feel like you're playing house as much as you do when your parents come over for dinner.
My mom is going to come over for dinner. Like, she just comes over to hang out, and I'm still, she'll just come over to hang out for a little bit, and I'm still like, can I get you something to drink?
Yes, are you cold? Are you like play hostess.
Do you want some snacks? Because, I mean, that's the...
I do that, like, too.
That's the crap
like
we do
the Southern
you.
Way to, like,
yeah.
be a hostess. But, yeah, I cleaned the entire day. I woke up at 11 a.m., not early, but I...
The entire day, starting at noon, okay, well.
Yeah, no, I cleaned all day, and I went to the store and, like, bought groceries. Austin helped in all this. I wasn't alone. But, yeah, and
he likes
cooked... playing
house.
I cooked a veggie and, like, shrimp stir fry.
Wow.
For dinner, and it turned into meal planning because I made such a huge batch that it turned into, like, after 4 people had eaten it, there was enough left for, like, 5 meals.
Dude.
So I'm eating it all week.
That's some pretty legit shrimp stir fry.
So I meal planned, I entertained, and I cleaned, so I got a 9.
Well, not only did you entertained your parents, which was somehow, like...
And it was during the debate.
So
they came over to watch the presidential debate,
gross.
So it was, like, a rough night.
Man.
It was entertaining. It was a really, like, fun night.
I did not watch the debate.
The only thing I didn't do this week was I didn't, like, read, which I have some management books I need to get through. I just need to, like, focus, and so I didn't do that this week. So that's why I didn't get the 10.
That's fair. That's so hard to do, because I have a couple of management books, and, like, once I get into them, I can, like, finish them up. But just sitting down and being like, you know what I really want to do right now? I
read
really want to read a management book.
Because that's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like going to the gym. You have to make yourself do it, and I don't.
Right. We are not the models of self-discipline. That is Tara. Go read her articles if you want some self-discipline.
Yup. We're not the sources.
Not it.
No. So how did you do?
Fun fact, I wrote in an but the I just did was unscripted. I forgot that I had written an That's how, like, uncertain I am about this week.
Like a six, I guess. I've been cooking because we have a bunch of food in our pantry, and it's really expensive to buy food out when you already have food in your freaking pantry. And so I've been trying to cook and use some stuff up. So I guess I did that, and then I cleaned up after myself when I cooked.
And that's a huge thing. That's hard for me.
Yeah. And I did dishes. Well, and Jordan usually does, like, he helps clean up after I cook, which is good. Because if he didn't, that would be like,
well, and he likes to cook, too.
Yeah.
So, like, y'all can take turns.
Yeah. And then I clean my coffee pot. That's the end of my list.
That's also a big thing.
End of list.
So you just gave yourself six?
Yeah.
I mean, you're still making it.
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm, like, functioning. I'm caffeinated.
You're a functioning adult.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing work and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, boss moment.
Mine is just getting shit done. I brought back bullet journaling.
Ooh.
Tara, fun fact, Tara wrote an article on the side about bullet journaling, but I am the real bullet journaler.
Hey, me too.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're the bullet journalers. We do it. I stopped doing it for a little while, but then I started feeling not really productive. So I brought it back. I've been really productive this week. So I don't have, like, one moment. It's just, like, I'm doing okay.
Well, for you it works, too, because your Erin Condren doesn't have much, like, space for to-dos and stuff.
Yeah.
I use it because I'll go into meetings with our boss, and she'll give you, like, you'll talk through stuff. But, like, she'll set up meetings where you're talking through the strategy for a site, and the strategy has things that you have to do literally that minute as soon as you get out of the meeting, and then it also has things that you'll need to do in a week, and then stuff that you'll need to follow up on in a month. And so, for me, bullet journaling is really helpful because I can be, like, scheduled, follow up on that in a month.
We need a whole entire notebook just devoted to Dana meetings.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, 5 years in advance, and then back to the present, and then 2 weeks from now.
But it's awesome. Now that I started bullet journaling, it's way better. Because I'll, like, literally flip 3 weeks in advance, and I'm like, check with so-and-so about such and such.
That's crazy. We need to do a collab article.
Yeah, we should. How we actually use our bullet journaling.
Or tweet it after this.
Yeah.
We should tweet our bullet journal pictures.
Let's do it. So this will be after EM tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday, whatevs.
It goes on Wednesday.
We're also procrastinators.
Yeah.
In addition.
A little bit.
So what was your boss moment this week?
My boss moment, we had our Ernst & Lift meeting on Monday, and Elise realized that we didn't have...
I didn't realize.
Oh, sorry. Elise had known and shared with us...
This isn't news to me.
That we didn't have...
We've been a little low on the Real Talk interviews lately. If you're an entrepreneur or if you're just like a regular
business
woman.
Yeah, we actually really want
a
regular business woman.
Yes, just hit us up. We want to interview you.
We're
sick of entrepreneurs.
But we love entrepreneurs.
We love you guys, but you're successful. You've made it. We want to talk to like people like us, you know, who are like just making it.
Yeah. So Elise told us that we didn't have a Real Talk interview to go up, and she really wanted one by Wednesday because we missed one last week.
They go up every Wednesday, guys.
Every Wednesday. Go read them. All of them are great. Even, like, the entrepreneurs have so much to say, and even though they're entrepreneurs, it's applicable to your work life.
We also have, like, fashion bloggers.
Yeah, fashion bloggers.
We're trying to branch out. Yeah, photographers. Shout out to Callie Sterling. She did my friend's wedding. You're amazing.
She totally listens to this podcast, I'm sure.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. and we had, like, Belle and Blush, the founder of Blush Life Counseling or whatever it's called. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've had a bunch of different people go read them, but we didn't have one. And Elise was like, I want one by Wednesday. And everyone was like, not it. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. So I put out a call on Twitter to be like, yo, peeps, who wants to talk to me? Like, free PR. And sure enough, I got people.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Like 15 people were like, please interview me.
Yeah.
And so I like responded back and I was like, can you get back with me in a day? Like if I send you these questions, will you send me your answers like immediately?
And she was like, I know this is an outrageous request.
Yeah, exactly.
But please do it anyway.
But if you can't, we just won't talk to you this week. And sure enough, like people did. So we have one ready to go. It'll be up tomorrow. Go read it.
I just got an email with some more answers from another person like an hour ago.
So we got on it.
Yeah.
So I have one and Elise has one and... We're really excited. Now we're back to having a backlog.
We're so excited. So, yeah, if y'all want to be featured on Real Talk, if you have things to say, let us know.
Yeah. Oh, and I interviewed a woman named Haley, and she has a PR company, but then she also has a nonprofit called Flow Aid that's like dedicated.
Which is amazing.
It's so cool. It's dedicated to helping homeless women get sanitary supplies. So if you own, like, run a nonprofit, or if you work, I don't know, hell, if you work for the
The thing is, if you're not the everyday run of the mill, just like, I mean, we'd love to talk to accountants too. But, like, if you're something...
Yeah, we haven't interviewed an accountant.
Yeah, right.
If you're not us, we want to talk to you.
If you're out of the norm, if you run a charity or a nonprofit, or even if you don't run anything, if you're just, like, you have a 9-to-5, we want to hear your story.
Oh, my gosh. It would be, like, someone... It'd be really interesting to interview an admin assistant or someone who works for the city, or, just anybody.
And even someone like us who writes or edits or runs a site, because, like, we want to...
That's not us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're 23, right? Mm-hmm. She's 23, I'm 24.
We threatened to interview each other if we didn't come up with a real talk. We still might.
Yeah, we were going to, like, make up our own questions and interview ourselves. I'm still going to do it. Okay. There's going to be a video of Elise with straight hair interviewing Elise with curly hair. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be beautiful.
So, wait for that.
It's coming soon.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you've heard enough of our voices. Yes. But literally, really, if you want to be featured, if you know someone who wants to be featured, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at hitusup@earnspinlive.com. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about communication or work-life balance or adulting, you can use our hashtag JustEavesDropping. JustEavesDropping.
And thank you so much to Katie and Chris for the amazing interview. Yes. Go get their ebook, guys. It's at, is it cockandcrow.com?
Cock and Crow. And then there was another URL that I can't remember now because we've had too much wine, but I will tweet it.
We'll tweet it later.
We're being our honest selves. But yeah, we'll tweet it and totally check it out. We're very excited. And thanks to all of our listeners.
Bye.